Your census invitation has arrived in the mail. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
Vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's going to be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
/COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, 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 y'all. You have been listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit here. We would say contemporary praise and worship with Elevation Worship and FM. You've been listening.
That has shown herself to be an artist, to be a judge. We're talking about death from Richardson. Information on death, and you can go to her Twitter or her Instagram for more information on her and all that she does. She's got quite a few followers on her IG.
Well, here she is with a brand new song.
Count.
And by the way, I love it.
Her Instagram tag is for such a time as this.
Worshiper, songwriter, YouTuber, advocate.
So that's her tag, Daph Rich M
on Instagram.
She has
a brand new single entitled
Invitation to Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
Yes, this very minute, you're calling my name, calling my name, right here in this city. Your hand reaching for me, you're calling my name. As I call your name, this is an invitation. This is an invitation to your love. This is an invitation, and I say yes, I accept. Oh.
the same way that we should watch what we eat, we should also watch what we feed our mind. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. That's one of the posts from Daphne Richardson's Instagram. That's where you can find more information on the Canadian artist. Her tag is Daph Rich M, and she categorizes herself as being, for such a time as this, worshiper, singer, songwriter, YouTuber, and advocate. So go ahead and follow her on your Instagram. Coming up next, we have a legend in her own right, Helen Baylor, here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. This is where we come alive. Oh Lord, Jesus. This is where we come alive. Yes, sir. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Spirit of God among us. Resurrection power. Not even the grave can hold us. We are your sons and daughters. Fill us with living water. Overflowing with the love of the Father. Joy like a river. Sing! Yes, sir. Feel large again. Can feel large again. Sing. This is where we come alive. Yes, sir. Said this is where we come alive. Yep, God. Said this is where we come alive. This is where we come alive.
Presence is our desire. Let the strong one will lift your name high. And everything there comes alive, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody clap your hands like you love the Lord and You got a testimony that there's nobody like your God. Come on.
Our God reigns forever, we sing. This is why we sing.
Oh, oh. Hey, let's go.
Great and mighty King is He. Oh,
oh, oh.
Come on. We lift
His yeah. name higher because of His love.
Nobody
is great. Nobody is stronger. Nobody is great.
Nobody, nobody,
nobody is greater. Nobody is stronger. Nobody is
greater. Oh, yeah.
Nobody, nobody.
We serve an awesome God. Come on.
Savior and friend, His grace everlasting, His love never ends.
Yes, God, Your grace,
His grace everlasting,
it will never end.
Search high, but still can't find nobody.
Come on, say,
oh.
Everybody lift your voice, let's go.
Entre tes mains, tu es fidèle. Oh, que notre nom sur nos lèvres. 24 hours, 24 minutes after the hour. You're in the overflow with Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Music by Limo Blaze and Dina Mwana with Fade Away here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And we want to thank all of you who called in a couple of weeks ago to win our grand prize draw during Mother's Day, a gourmet meal prepared by Master Chef Chanti Yem. And especially to our winning mom and faithful listener, Andrea Joseph in LaSalle, who enjoyed herself a four-course meal on Mother's Day. Thank you for being a loyal listener to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. We're going right back into some music featuring Doobie Powell, All Things New, on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Everybody took a L, now trying to get on a new wave. Progression been blocked, just struggling to a through way. Corona came through and took the top off, it's a toupee. And a nightmare got us all looking forward to a new day. I thought that was the end too. Look at what I've been through. Felt like hell, all I was missing was the venue. Anxiety had me shook, had to get out of my feelings. Usher, I let it burn, alcohol to start the healing. No band-aid, came up off the shell, I'm a butterfly. So I can walk into the next season like another guy. I'm fly, got lifted ever since I started writing new rhymes. I'm so high, I could fall from the sky two times. I'm not though, trying to stay up to where the Lord is. My worth is so expensive that Satan just can't afford it. Shining so bright, the darkness just can't ignore it. And I'm feeling so new, I need Doobie to just record it. I'm just real, my artificial, never artificial. Season flow, lead the track, salty like I kinda dissed you. But never that, it's all love, I ain't got an issue. Positive vibes all around like the mind I switched to. My cuz told me I was gifted in rap, so it's December 25th everywhere that I'm at. No cap, ask about me, I'm just stating the facts. Word is made by the bell, I'm brand new to the max.
new fits, three-car garage, new whips, that's what's happening, rerunning Raj. Hey, 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 what can I say? My mind is in a new place. Them blessings started chasing me when I stopped chasing blue faces. My life's in the right direction. Holy Spirit put my path on auto-correction, alter perception. When life has been the opposite, my new outlook says direct deposits start to hit. With new wealth, new knowledge, new strategy on how to withstand the attacks of the enemy. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, all of it. No matter if a thing was or wasn't, I'll be calling it. All things new, get it down in your spirit, dog. Make the connection each and every time you hear it fall. Get in the past and reaching for what is before you. Keep pressing for the mark, embrace the ladder, not the fall.
Now 7:29, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. And in a few minutes, our bride of the airwaves, JB, Jennifer Below, will bring her savvy taste to sacred music to the forefront in Jennifer's powerful playlist. But first, here is Daniel Ojo, Benita Jones with Lift Your Name on High on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The heavens declare your glory day and And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents Jennifer's Powerful Playlist.
Hello there. Someone asked me a question this week that I found difficult to answer. Jennifer, what are your favorite gospel songs? Christopher, do you think you could answer that question? It's too hard, right? So to those who think they know me, you might guess something by Kim Burrell or Daryl Coley or even Jonathan Nelson. Those are my go-tos. To my compatriots at the radio station and my praise team, they would be ready to put their hands to the fire that it's got to be something Afro-Caribbean. Well, surprise, surprise, pull out your tattered green, red, black, or blue book from behind the church pew. My indisputable favorites are found in the good old church hymnal. I don't have a denominational preference either. The Chant d'Espérance, African American Heritage Hymnal, the SDA Hymnal, or the Methodist Book of Songs. A hymn is always close at hand for inspiration, prayer, and meditation. So let's begin with a song from 19th century Ireland that found itself in the voices of contemporary Christian singers Ted and Sherry. For some reason, which I am yet to figure out, Ted and Sherry's Come Ye Disconsolate, which was recorded back in the 90s, has found its way back on top of the charts. Maybe it's because people today feel the need for a comforter. Here they are, Ted and Sherry, from the song that my sister introduced to me, actually, Come Ye Disconsolate.
Can heal, there's a voice. heart can feel. Well, if you can have, God can heal. There's a void God can feel. You can have, God can heal. There's a void.
For a hymn medley that was complete, that had every favorite hymn wrapped up in a nice 7-minute package, that was really hard to find. But I came close when I found James Hall and Worship and Praise, their hymn medley from their 2015 album New Era. However, it was unavailable on digital platforms at the moment, or it is unavailable on digital platforms at the moment, so I had to regroup. I went instead with a great vocal communicator, independent gospel artist Micah Stampley, who could make the alphabet song sound like a melody from heaven. Here he is, accompanied by his son, no less. This is Micah Stampley singing his hymn melody.
A hallelujah ought to hit you in your spirit. Now. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Minutes to 8 a.m. You are listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit here on CKUT 90.3 FM, and we are on the final song of Jennifer's powerful playlist. Today, I am paying homage to the hymns. Now, we all know the staid and slow, reverent tune, Sweet Hour of Prayer. The song was actually penned by a blind preacher in England, William W. Walford. The hymn first appeared in print in the New York Observer on September 13, 1845. The contributor who furnished the hymn said, "During my residence in England, I became acquainted with Pastor Walford, the blind preacher, a man of obscure birth and connection and no education, but of strong mind and most retentive memory. In the pulpit, he never failed to select a lesson well adapted to his subject, giving chapter and verse with unerring precision and scarcely ever misplacing a word in his repetition of the Psalms." Well, this is a song that we have heard repeated over and over again, and that has helped us usher in an atmosphere of prayer. DC's own Sam Roberts and the Levites have done something quite special to the song, paying homage both to the old school and the new school with their version of Sweet Hour of Prayer, which they call Prayer Changes Things, here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit present the inspirational word of the day.
Psalm 131:2 says, "But I have calmed and quieted myself." Be still. What does that mean? It means to rest, to be calm and quiet so that we can heal and reset. We are so used to the hustle and bustle of life, and now we're faced with a pandemic which has forced us to change our daily practices of socializing, attending events, and just being non-stop busy. We are forced to quiet down, be still, and relax. I know that many people are struggling with this type of stillness. For some, this is an uncomfortable feeling because then you're alone with yourself. When we don't have the usual distractions, we are faced with being alone with our thoughts, our feelings, and ourselves. Remember, just because you're busy and active doesn't necessarily mean you're being productive. And keep in mind that there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. Take the time to be still. Take time to get to know you. Take time to release all of the emotional clutter. Take time to be alone with yourself. Focus on your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. Being still improves your concentration because you have limited distractions. Be still and talk to God. Be honest with God and receive His wisdom, His direction, His comfort, and His healing. Don't be afraid of being still and spending time alone. There's definitely a time for busyness, but there's also has to be time set aside for quiet calm. We tend to look at solitude negatively, but it can be a positive experience. Being still can help you discover who you really are and what you really want out of life, and what you need to change, develop, and work on. It's not always easy to sit alone with your deepest thoughts and feelings, but it's necessary so that you can truly know what's going on deep inside of you. Don't despise the stillness. I know for a fact that solitude increases your awareness, your clarity, and your creativity. So in this time of quietude, pray. Write down your thoughts and feelings. Get to know your likes and dislikes. Practice self-care. Rediscover your talents. Do something new or different. Let go of the negativity. Let go of the unforgiveness. Try a meditation or a yoga practice. Practice daily gratitude. Take a break from the constant social media scrolling and admiring the life of others, and begin the process of creating